أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون. Yesterday, alhamdulillah, we completed Surah Kawthar. Surah Kawthar, which is Khair Kathir, goodness in abundance, and it also refers to the well of Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mimbari ala hawdi, my mimbar, my throne will be on my well, that is on Kawthar. And from there Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be giving all his ummah to drink water from there, which will be the most delicious, after which a person will never get thirsty again. And to believe in Kawthar on this well on the day of Qiyamah is an absolute essential of our deen. If a person denies that, then he denies the whole of deen. It is tantamount to him having lost his iman. So this is also part of our iman. In any case, this great goodness which Allah Ta'ala had given Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in ulama have explained various types of this great goodness. In the Quran Sharif it comes, وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Those people who have been given hikmat, knowledge of Quran and Hadith predominantly, they have been given a great, great share of this great goodness of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. And as a person will study Quran and Hadith, the beautiful pearls and rubies and diamonds of Hadith, a person will realize how much of goodness there is in it. Just like the surah that we will be doing now, Surah Kafirun. Ulama have written so much on the tafsir of this, and what beautiful explanations, and how wonderfully they have explained it. So like that, with this Quran Sharif which Allah Ta'ala has given, and the explanation, the Hadith Sharif, which are real, real valuable gems which Allah Ta'ala has given us. So when a person has got that, then he must be totally aligned to the Quran and Hadith towards deen. His whole attitude must be of deen, no compromising in deen. Consequently, in the next surah, Surah Al-Kafirun, here Allah Ta'ala makes a clear distinction between the believers and the non-believers. Our way of life is completely distinct. And right at the beginning of the Quran Sharif also, Allah Ta'ala explained that, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, show us the straight path, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, the path of those people whom you have shown your favors on, which are the Anbiya, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, and Salihin, and غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الظَّالِّينَ, and not the path of those people who incurred your anger, who your anger had come down upon them, the Jews, and neither those who have gone astray, the Christians. There also Allah said, Muslims from the even Ahl Kitab, we are completely distinct. We are not like the Jews in any way, they have their ways. We are not like the Christians in any way, they have their ways. And we are a complete distinct nation. So from there we should understand on the various occasions, like Christmas time, Easter time, the Easter egg, the Christmas turkey, all those things whichever what non-Muslims have celebrate, we should have absolutely nothing to do with that. In the same way, with regard to all other Hindus, all their customs and they have, at our wedding times, we should have no customs of the Jews, Christians or the Hindus, whether it's a Mehndi party or whether it is anything else. This surah teaches us, like in the beginning of the Quran, we are a complete distinct nation. Yeah, but that was with regard to the Jews and the Christians. And yeah, with regard to the non-believers, and particularly to the polytheists, those people who associate vastness with Allah Ta'ala, our tawheed and oneness of Allah must stand out completely different and high out compared to the shirk which the non-believers, the Quraysh of Makkah, used to do. We should not partake in any aspect of their beliefs, of their rituals, of their things, of the non-believers. Their religious things, that is of course absolutely, totally haram. We are not allowed at all. But even their lifestyle, our lifestyle is a distinct lifestyle. We must not have anything like like what they have got. Also, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that for many namazes, we are taught to read Surah Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun in the first rakat, like in the Fajr Sunnahs also. And in the second rakat, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to explain that this is that we're making it clear from the morning that non-believers, we have got nothing to do with you. Our way of life, etc., is nothing we have to do with you. And then we declare that we are solely and only Allah Ta'ala's. No shirk in our life whatsoever. Not only that we don't worship idols, Allah protect us, our progeny all, but even their ways, whatever their ways are, we have got nothing to do with their ways. We are a distinct nation and we follow in our ways completely. And we have got, as at the end of the surah, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. You go your way and we will go our way. So all this interfaith meetings, etc., these are extremely dangerous things. This was not from now, but from the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, as we will read and understand in front, that the occasion of the revelation of this surah also was when they wanted to have what we will call today an interfaith meeting. And basically it is that we must compromise, we must accommodate, we must also allow for them. And today many of us, because we are trained in a Western way of thinking, that we mustn't be hard with the non-believers. Rather, we shouldn't be hard and rude, etc., but that we should accommodate them also. We also must consider them. Yeah, the surah makes it completely clear. You worship what you worship, and we will worship what we worship. You don't worship what we worship, and we don't worship what you worship. So complete distinction. A Muslims, everything must have a distinct way of life. There must be no compromise whatsoever on with the non-believers in our deeni matters, etc. And we must be firm on our matters. And this requires also great effort on our iman. When a person has got that strong iman, then only can he be firm. Otherwise, we want to very easily accommodate other people. And this goes to very many other things also. Many of us, at the time of wedding, social gatherings, our non-Muslim friends also, we invite them and we try and make them happy also. At the time of funerals also, unfortunately, non-Muslims attend at funerals and they've got their ways. Our way is a complete separate way. So the surah makes it very clear that we go our way and they go their way, where there is no compromise, there is no watering down of our deen. We should be firm on our deen. This is what is required of us from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq of living as true Muslims. And what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came and gave his life for, the Sahaba gave their lives for, today we must not treat it lightly and just let it go past like that and we water it down. May Allah guide us to righteousness.